We'll do it this way. We'll go live this way, straight to YouTube. No intermediaries, no nothing. We normally run an intermediary for those that don't know. But we are now finally live, that I can figure out something once or twice. This is the Making Awesome Podcast, episode 184. And we're going to dig into the Rocky Mountain Rep Breakfast because we are finally back. And that means we got some talking to do. Hope everybody is having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Sorry for the delay. My intermediary streaming software is not working. So I'm just streaming directly to YouTube. So, yeah, I know as soon as I started streaming directly to YouTube, it's going to work perfectly because there's no intermediary. So we're live. Hope everybody is good. Like the video, subscribe. We got some awesome people here hanging out. A lot of comments. So I see there's some trolls already showing up. What's up, Nomads Galaxy? We got Jose Ferreria was first in here. Iwan from Deposition Sound is here. Max H. We've got Mad Cat USA. We've got Donnie is here. Who else? Breaker 3D. Justin is here. We got the Rocky Mountain Rep Rap Fest themselves here. I'm sure that's definitely not Justin. Two Justins in a trench coat. Last I checked, Thomas is here. The networking guy is here. let's see what else we got. Fix Some Dude is here. What's up, Fix Some Dude? Can you CDs? That's right. That's a good one. It's a good one. TJL is here. Glendon 3D is here. Paul the T guy. 3DHP. We got a bunch of awesome people here. Hope everyone is doing okay. We're going to talk all about the Rocky Mountain Rep Fest, the things we saw, the things we didn't see, and some things in between as well. Zombie member for 19 months says, almost time for Murph. I don't know if we're going to Murph. We will go if we can get a sponsor. We don't have a sponsor as of currently, so that's not currently happening. But if we can get a sponsor, then we'll go. We did, unfortunately, have to cancel Open Sauce. We could not get the financial resources, and I'd rather put those toward Smurf than Open Sauce. So, unfortunately, no Open Sauce at this time. Anyways, Rocky Mountain Rep Rap was last weekend. It was the 20th and 21st? Is that right? Yeah, 20th and 21st. But unbeknownst to a lot of people, I only got home, Friday? Yeah. So we stayed in Colorado for the rest of the week, and we filmed a bunch of content. You guys will be seeing that soon, TM. Zombie with the $1.49 says Murph Fund. Thanks, dude. But yeah, so we filmed a bunch of content in the Rockies, hanging out with some awesome people. So thank you to the individuals that hosted us for a while. It's greatly appreciated. But yeah, Rocky Mountain Rep Rap Fest was tremendous. It was double the size square footage that it was last year, and about 1,000 more people through the door than last year as well. And it was still packed. I mean, there was no room. There were so many people the entire time. The event was always busy, but there was just some absolutely amazing things that we saw. Unfortunately, one of those amazing things was not Nomad's Galaxy. No, I'm joking. He's the general manager of the Positron Project. We did see him. We did get to film with him. It took 23 minutes to film a 7-minute video with him because of interruptions. And there's a running joke that Jim is always interrupting me when we are filming. And so I checked. We did 32 interviews, just so you guys know, 32 interviews. I don't know if every one of those is going to make it to a video. They theoretically should, but obviously this is going to take a bit of time. So we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. I think Jim interrupted like 25 to 28 of them, and there will be an entire supercut put out of every time Jim interrupted us when we were recording. We're going to be having a lot of fun with this one. We did something different that we haven't done before. We stuck a 360 camera on top of our A cam. So if anything weird happened in the background or anybody ran into Amber as she was trying to film or something like that, we can cut to the 360 camera and we can show what's going on around. We will be releasing the 360 footage, all of it, all the 360 footage that we took, to our channel member supporters, Patreon, and all of that. So if you do want to support, it's a couple bucks a month to get in there. $5 tier and higher gets you access to this extra content that will be coming out soon, TM. But we have over half a terabyte of footage to parse through. So a lot of filming we did there, including Ellie hitting me with a snowball. So if you guys want to see that, that will be a thing as well. But yeah, the event was absolutely tremendous. I mean, everything from a printer with a literal flying gantry. And if you said that you missed it, you must have been deaf. That thing was so loud you could hear it in the next hall. But it used four ducted fans, like EDFs, to raise the Z-axis so it could print. I don't think they ever had it printing. I could not get close enough while it was running to be even remotely comfortable around this thing. It was so freaking loud. But it was awesome. It was a really cool thing to see. We had some awesome projects from E3D that got shown that very few people even noticed. Some really cool runout sensors. They have a new clipper module for the E3D. The name is escaping me. Their newest extruder grant. Why? Roto. Yeah, Roto with a clipper module, which is super cool, with all the breakout boards on it for clipper, which is super cool. Like, that's the kind of stuff that we like to see, because that's like quality of life stuff that you don't necessarily need, but it helps make everything a little bit better, right? We talked with some amazing people. The 3D printed Lamborghini was there, which was interesting. It looks really... they spent a lot of time copying the body panels, and I'm very surprised they have not received a cease and desist, because I have a feeling that Lamborghini would say something about that. But hey, that's not on me, that's on them. But it's on top of a Corvette. I think it's a C5. It might be a C4, but it's on top of a Corvette. But I think they did a pretty decent job with it. That was cool to see, like, a larger 3D printed project that was there. Lamborghini sent them parts. That's cool. Lambo is cool with that. It's Ferrari that does cease and desist. Hey, I'm here for that. C&D is really Ferrari's job. So what you're saying is, don't 3D print a Ferrari, because you'll get a C&D. That would, see, if you did it knowing that you would never be able to finish the project, that would actually be a pretty interesting video series, but you're starting it on false pretenses, so maybe it wouldn't be. They sent him a steering wheel and seems to support the project. The vehicle is a custom frame with an LS1. Okay. Us knowing we did, yeah. That's cool. I had no idea about the steering wheel. We tried talking with them, but they were either not around or always talking with other people, so it did not work out. And that's, like, the thing that I wanted to talk about the most, because it's something that I feel very passionately about, because I know that we missed a lot of people. Like, a lot of people. And I want, if you are watching this and you're pissed because we didn't get to film with you, I'm sorry. We tried. Day one, we did almost 20 interviews, all right? So day one started at, what, 10 a.m. and ended at 6? So imagine, that's a lot of interviews that we did, and we ran into some issues with the makers, one of them being that for us to film, we had to block traffic, and that's not exactly safe. So when we could film with makers, we tried to do it, like, early in the morning or closer to the end. Liz asked, everyone keeps asking about the panel. Did we manage to capture that? We did. I should check the footage. It's on my laptop. We did. We were going to try to stream it. So my laptop's here. It should be on the laptop. I will verify, though. I know I have it on the secondary camera. I already checked the secondary camera. The secondary camera did capture it, but its audio is going to be a little rough, so I will have to check my laptop to make sure that we have it. So theoretically, we do, Liz. But yeah, I was actually on a panel with Liz, Ellie, Joel, and Akuma Mods. We did a whole panel on 3D printing. That room was packed. Like, there was standing room only in there, which was super cool. Thank you to people that, you know, came out and hung out to see it. Brandon asked, did I run to Zach Friedman? Absolutely, we did. And that's as deep as I'm going to get into that one. Zach and Brooke are awesome people. But anyways, if you wanted us to come and film with you and that didn't happen, right, just email me. And I actually said this, the outro for Rocky Mountain actually talks about this, where I know that some people were really hoping to get on camera, and we likely didn't connect at all, or I said I would come back and I never did, and I'm sorry. If that happened, please reach out to me. I still want to interview you. I still want to talk to you. We just weren't able to do it at the show. And it sucks when that kind of stuff happens. But at some point, we got limited in what we were able to do. Like, there was most of the latter half of Sunday, we were forced to film in the South Hall. There was too much going on in the North Hall. Or the second hall, the one where the Voron team wasn't. We are forced to film in there because there were so many giveaways going on and they were so noisy, we wouldn't have been able to film. So these are all things that we have to figure out and come up with a better plan for, 3D Printopia or East Coast Rep Rap, which is coming up here toward the end of the year. So if you are a maker, you're going to be showing stuff off there and you do want to get on the show, please reach out to me. I think this year for this next show, we're going to put out a form for people that want to get on the show, and we're going to do our best to get to as many people as possible. It was a chat with a maker that kind of brought this up for me. You know, they said that we were the only ones that gave them any exposure at Smurf, and one of, I think, two that interviewed them at Rocky Mountain. And, you know, they said that I make it easy. And they were so nervous about talking with people that they never bothered to say anything. They're like, you make it easy. And I try, right? Anyone, and there was a couple of times people said, I'm really nervous on camera. I said, then don't worry about the camera. You're talking to me. I'm going to clip this thing to you. And that's it. I'm going to put it right on your lanyard. And that's it. Then we're just going to chat. Whatever happens, happens. We're just here to chat. If you screw up, make a clap. The editors will see it, they'll notice it, and they'll decide what to do. Like, I try my best to make it so that everybody can feel comfortable in experiencing, you know, everything, right? If they're going to be on camera, I don't want them to be a nervous wreck. And at the same time, don't worry about the camera, dude. You're talking to me, right? It doesn't matter. Don't worry about the camera. The camera's not your problem. And for those that didn't want to be on camera but still wanted us to check out your booth, we did exactly what we normally do. I'll stick a microphone on you, and you just give me a tour of your booth. And I will just use B-roll, and we'll do a voiced-over B-roll section. Yeah. It was a really good show. And I just want to... I want to put out there that if you wanted to be on camera with us and it didn't happen, just to please reach out. I didn't miss you because you're not important. I didn't miss you because I didn't care. I missed you because it just wasn't possible. We don't want to, like, cause fire hazards. So, yeah. Hopefully, you're not mad at me. And if you are, I'm sorry. That's life sometimes. We did what we could. And I'm not speaking to anybody in particular, to be clear. It's not like there's someone in particular I'm saying that for. It is in general, right? I want people to enjoy. But I also, you know, we knew that we had to film with certain people. Like the Rack Robotics guys, I really wanted to film with them. And it didn't work out. Zombie, you were never at your damn booth when I came by. I did get a bunch of B-roll. I will need to get just some voiceover from you at some point, but meh, you weren't there most of the time when I went by, so. John Stern says he's mad at me, but for no particular reason. That's fine. I'm mad at me too for no particular reason, so don't worry about it. Seabass says I'm just mad. David Connor Schubert says had to leave early on Sunday. Other commitments, who won the 10 kilo? I have no clue. We were literally filming the entire time. I think legitimately we did over 30 interviews in those 2 days. So we certainly did our best. So TJL says we were able to see your panel Q&A, never able to interrupt you filming. Well, I'm glad that you got to say hi. I think you said hi, TJ. And if you didn't, you gotta say hi. For everyone that did stop us and say hey, it's good to meet you. And for those that didn't, hi. I still don't know how to, like, what I'm supposed to do when people come up and say hi. Pooch said just tell them that you want to take a photo, right? Pooch said just tell them you want to get a selfie, because a lot of them aren't going to ask for it and they want it. Just tell them you want to take a selfie. I'm like, all right. So I started doing that toward the end of the show. It's like, I don't know how, like, I'm still socially awkward too. Like, I'm happy to sign things. I'm happy to take pictures, shake your hand, whatever. I don't care. I don't know. I feel like I'm generally pretty approachable, but most people might not know that. Yes, we were probably running back and forth to other things, and I might have only had 10, 15 seconds, but if that's enough to get a photo. Anyways, some of the cool things that we saw, I mean, that flying gantry burner was obviously cool. We saw Apex's newest project, the Prusa XY, where he took a Mark IIIs and turned it into a Core XY machine. It was actually pretty cool. Like, it was pretty cool to see it and to see a machine that's now a little old, right? The Mark IIIs, the ones behind me, they are old. And they're not keeping up with current tech. Yes, you can do the 3.5 upgrade that will make them run considerably faster and all of that. But as a current Mark IIIs goes, they can't hang, right? They're simply too slow. They're good printers, but they're slow. And so he took most of the pieces from it. You still need to print some new parts, but it uses most of the extrusions, it uses the frame, it uses a lot of stuff that comes with the machine and turns it into a Core XY, which was super freaking cool. I saw a Milo for the first time. I saw a couple of them, actually, a couple of booths that had them. West3D had this super cool liquid-cooled machine that used some OC-cool liquid-cooling stuff from a computer, and it was all dyed, like, you know, alien greens. That one was cool. We saw a tool changer in that same hall, and I spoke to the person during setup, and I told them I would come back, and I never did, and I feel bad. They were always mobbed with people, and I missed filming them. I have no idea who it was, but it was a really cool, like, 8-color tool changer. That was cool. The rack robotics guys with the wire EDM, that was cool. We exchanged information. I figured it'd be a lot cooler to have them on as a podcast guest. So we did miss them at the event. I got some B-roll of their stuff doing it, but realistically, with how much RF interference they were pushing out. So between them and the flying gantry printer, every time either one of them did something, our mics died. And thankfully the mics record internally, so that's fine. But the connection to the camera died. Their machinery is putting off a whack ton of RF interference, which is fine. Max said it. Yeah, electric dance music. So EDF, electric ducted fans. Wire EDM, yes. Electric discharge machining, I believe is what that stands for. That thing was cool. I saw them use it. We filmed some B-roll. I got to make sure that I tell the editors about that one. Because that the B-roll of Rack Robotics, just mute the music immediately. because, oh my God, it's going to clip the microphone so bad. But their stuff was cool. We got to hear deposition sound speakers in person, and I would say the bulk of you would swear there was a subwoofer playing. I truly believe that that you would believe that. Oh, they're based in Colorado Springs. I was down in the Springs. Damn it. I had no idea. I would have tried to film with them had I known they were down in the Springs. When did we go down to the Springs? Wednesday, I think. That's when we went down to the Springs. Oh, well. We will be able to work with them at some point, I am sure. But yeah. Oh, what else was cool? Oh, yeah, the deposition sound speakers. Dude, those things were so freaking cool. They sounded amazing. I have a kit for the FDM5, I believe. Their biggest ones. They got me a kit for their biggest ones, and we're likely going to do all of them. I really, really like their speakers, and they sounded amazing. So we got to hear them messing around on setup day, and then right at the end of their talk, I got to see it, because we were, our panel was right after their panel, and it sounded really, really good. And thank you to the Deposition Sound guys for making sure that everything that you played was royalty-free. Thank you for that. Steve Builds is here. He says, howdy, 3D Musketeers, Amber, and everybody. Steve is going live here in about a half hour. And when we are done, we're going to push you guys into Steve's live stream. So when we are done hanging out, you can go hang out with Steve, because Steve is a great guy, and you should be hanging out with him as well. And TGAW, Vicky is here. How you doing? How you doing? We're going to get to see you in a few months. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. Rocky Mount says, we specifically asked Deposition Sound to only use royalty-free music, etc. I am aware, and I helped them find some of the tracks. We worked together on that. And I actually tested all of... So they sent me their playlist, and I recorded a video with all of their music, and I uploaded it to YouTube to make sure that YouTube wouldn't have flagged it. And it didn't, so we're good. But yeah, I am really excited to show you guys the deposition sound speakers. We're going to be doing a kind of a poll. I don't know if it's going to be public or it's going to be for fans only, but we're going to see about making these speakers a little bit crazy, and, going to get some assistance on that for how we should make them look, but they sounded way better than they have any reason to sound. So I'm excited for that. I do want to try the Deposition Sound speakers with the Polymate speaker drivers and see how those all work, where we could do a printed speaker and a speaker cabinet. I think that would be super cool. We saw Hendrix. We didn't get to interview with Hendrix at Smurf, but he came to Rocky Mountain, so we got to see him. He's the electroplating guy that does super freaking legit electroplating stuff, and it was awesome. Honestly, his stuff was so cool. It takes so much effort. Those that have never tried to electroplate do not understand how much effort it takes to electroplate well. And he does really, really good work. Oh, and apparently someone stole his electroplated ring. Oh no. Steve did get that stealth burner part. Yeah, Steve got the stealth burner front for it, and he needs to put it on a printer. That's pretty cool. He gave me a Benchy, and I really like it. I've got it. I was gonna wear it, but I'm so afraid to damage it, so I didn't. Yeah. But that's super cool, dude. I'm excited for you. You gotta do. See, Steve, now you have to learn how to do it, and then you have to do an entire printer that's plated. Yeah, exactly. What Seabass is saying, that an all-electroplated Vora would be awesome. I'm just saying, that'd be pretty cool. Paul the T-Guy saying, they're going to Smurf this year. We are going to Smurf this year. I don't even have a sponsor yet, and I'm committed to going to Smurf this year. It was amazing last year. We are committing to raise $10,000 this year. So I've got a few ideas of how we're going to do it. If you do want to assist in us getting there, please let me know. But we are looking to raise $10,000. $100,000 for the Sanjay Mortimer Foundation this year. Last year, we raised over $6,000 by shaving my head. We're not going to have enough hair this year to make it as... we did it, so we were also able to donate the hair. It went to the Little Princess Trust. This year, we're just raising 10 grand. I got to figure out something cool that we can do, but I have some background in fundraising, so we're going to be doing just some of the tricks of the trade that I've done there before. And Brandon says, electroplated Magneto X, that is a lot of work. Honestly, I'm not even certain, you could easily do that. It's not impossible, but yeah. The rig is on its way back to Mount Doom. Jeez. You need to do all the accent parts in copper. Yeah, honestly, that'd be pretty cool. Anyways, Positron was cool. At the end of our talk, I told the entire crowd to go back to the Positron booth and troll them. And apparently a couple of people did. So thank you to those that actually went over to the Positron booth and made fun of it to Anthony over there. He's a good guy. It's Nomad's Galaxy here in the chat. We like to troll each other back and forth. And I saw my opportunity to get payback, so I took it. I selflessly told everybody to go over and mob him and make fun of him. So, you know, it was good. A Zombies Micron tap changer or tool changer was there. That thing was super cool. Just it always doing tool change commands. That was really, really cool. I did like that. It was good to see. We saw the 3DLC. Was that it? The Swiss guys. The heck was their name? 3DC, maybe? From the new Swiss hot end that they came out with. They just released it for for Rocky Mountain. Basically, it is a hot end that breaks into two pieces and the nozzle comes out of the center of it. It looks like a cool design. It is incredibly complicated. Swiss 3DC. Okay, thank you. I don't know if it's going to catch on. It's an interesting way to look at doing nozzle swaps, but your heater can only, it can either be only on one side or you need two separate heaters. I really enjoyed that because it was a different take on really cool engineering. We missed filming with them, but we did get some B-roll, and I will do some voiceover work for that. They gave you one for the Revo. It's really cool, but we'll see how it works. Yeah. Yeah. Zombie got a tube. What's the tube? I didn't get a tube. That was from, I think that was from Zachary, right? I want to say. It's a crazy hot end. Yeah. Fabrico's here. Hey, Fabrico. Nier got a tube too. I got to get one. I totally missed. I totally missed speaking with them. I think they were in the maker side and we must have missed it. Yes, it's Luke's Laboratory. Right, Luke's Laboratory. Custom hot end. Claiming 80 millimeters per second flow. Yeah. I'm probably not the best person to do that one immediately. Like, definitely Nero and, Steve, those guys are probably better to do that immediately. But yeah, I do want to check it out at some point. So we'll get there eventually. Steve Bill says, put it on your Trident, homie. I got to get that thing running right. Which, by the way, this Wednesday, we're gonna finalize some of the leftover things from that Trident build. So someone will put a tube on a V0, I guarantee it. That is a terrible name. I'm just going to put it out there. That name, it sounds so wrong. Tube. I mean, whatever, I'm here for it, but the marketing on that might be a little bit rough. Did I see the Sub-Zero Mini V0? I didn't see that. And so this is where, like, I know that we missed things. I know that we missed things. And I'm excited to learn about what we missed and how we cannot miss it. Next year, next time, or the people that we did miss that can chat with us. That's the kind of stuff that I really, really want to see. Steve builds with the 20 memberships. Thanks, dude. Wow, 20 gifted memberships. Thank you so much. Steve just dropping in on this chat, gifted memberships. Thank you so much, Steve. Greatly appreciated. God, how I could go through the list. Duff got one again. Duff always gets gifted memberships. That is hilarious. Oh, Daddy Wazzy's here. We got to meet the daddy. Oh, I've got some great 360 footage of that. Seabass has got one. Geek Toy Box got one. The Networking Guy got one. Dark Third Dimension got one. Steve Clark, Mickey, probably. Punisher 369, Damn You're Fine got one. Sens Par Tech got one. Spectra V3I got one. F got one. Panzer Katten got one. Mackenzie, Elliot, Jeff, and Nathan. Tom got one. God, there's so many gift memberships. Thank you, Steve. Kit got one. Lisa and Joe all got memberships. Thank you. And I saw that Liz dropped a bit. Canadian 149. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Yeah, I finally got to meet Daddy Wazzy. That was awesome as well. But yes, thank you, Steve. You are the OG. It was great to see Steve there. We scanned Steve. But of course, Steve has a ridiculous beard, and that didn't scan at all. So Steve's entire front of his chest is missing. But we have designers for that, so we're gonna take care of that. Yeah, it was cool. Geek Thomas says, I missed meeting too many people IRL this time. Yeah. These events for me are about meeting people, and I feel like because we were working and working and working and working, we missed a lot of people. And apparently here in Scotland, tube is a slang term for an idiot. Well, I guess that makes me a tube, doesn't it? Yeah, it was really a great show. I needed to be like another three extra days so we could film with everybody. I want to film with everybody. I want everybody to be in the show, to be able to show off their stuff, but it just didn't happen. John Sir says, you completely ghosted me, Grant, and I wasn't even there. I did, and you deserve it. No, you don't. You don't deserve it. What else was really cool? I mean, Lulzbot released a new machine. We got to see Vision Miner. I got some Vision Miner. You all have been yelling at me to get Vision Miner. And I got it. I got Vision Miner. So, the Vision Miner guys actually kicked me a big bottle of it. So we're going to be doing some testing with Vision Miner. That's going to be a lot of fun. Rocky Mountain Rep Fest says next year, 5-day remerve, 6-hour days. No. 5 days, 12-hour days. That's what I need to get everybody in there. But yeah. I gotta try my Vision Miner. I only got back in town like technically early Saturday morning, but late Friday night for me. So only recently back in town. Spent the entire week there. Did a bunch of work while we were there. It was awesome. Yeah. Who else did we see that had some cool stuff? Cookie Cat always had some beautiful filament. Prusa was showing off their latest firmware. LDO had some cool resin printed covers. They're not going to go into production, but they had some beautiful clear covers for the Stealth Burner, which was super beautiful. I would love to do something like that, but it's not strong enough realistically for long-term usage. What else was super cool? I got to meet 3D Printy in person. So those of you that were at Rocky Mountain got to actually see what 3D Printy looks like. His name is Joe, and he's an awesome guy, and we did film with him. And in fact, the intro is going to be a lot of fun because we did a very traditional 3D Printy intro for his video. So I am looking at that. Did anyone have an LH stringer? I don't even know what that is. Yeah, 3D Printy was awesome. He was at Murph last year. We weren't at Murph. Any sneak peeks the Prusa XL enclosure? No, there were not. There were no enclosures for the XL there. That would have been a cool way to tease it. Cocoa Press is showing off a professional machine. The Voron team had a CNC, which I'm fairly certain we caught on B-roll, but we did not get to work or talk with them. The LH Stinger's a high-speed best. Oh, was that the one next to the... The Ducted fan? If so, yes. I think so. The Rocka guy did some nice prints in vase mode. Interesting technique. Yep. Yep, we did see that. T-Country 3D Print Jobs, a new challenge. Find someone in the 3D printing business that doesn't have 3D in their name. Difficulty impossible. Stratasys. Next question. It's a giant blowers on the gantry. Oh, it's a bed slinger. I don't think I saw it. I did see the one next to the flying gantry one. It was a 1.8 kilowatt power monster. Jesus. 1800 watts. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's some super dope engineering that ended up there. Duet 3D was there showing off some new stuff. We did get to film with Duet. We were good. We were trying to film with KB3D. We tried three separate times to film with KB3D, and we missed every single opportunity. There was either too many announcements going on. There was a giveaway happening at the Voron booth the second time that we tried. And then the third time, they weren't there. So we missed filming with KB3D. We will likely have to just get them on a podcast instead. I'm like mentally walking through the booths. The people that do the really cool colored rails, their name is like a bunch of letters. I forget what it is. They were super cool. We did some B-roll with them. We'll just voice it over. Yeah, it was a great event overall. I really, really liked Rocky Mountain. It feels like a freaking blur, right? It feels like a freaking blur. We spoke with so many people and at the same time, so few people. Oh, hey, Russ with the $20. Thank you, sir. We're gonna give that. Okay. I will like it. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the 20. Greatly appreciated. DLL PDF. Yes, those are the people that did the multicolored I think they're doing basically like hardcore powder coating is what it looks like. They were super, super cool. Their name are a bunch of letters, really narrows it down. Yeah. The new Rat Rig. We got to film with the Rat Rig guys. We did film with the V4. We got to talk with the Rat Rig guys. They were super cool. The whole modular system is super cool. And if everything goes right, we will be building a Rat Rig here on the channel. So stay tuned if that's something that you would like to see. But yes, Russ, thank you for the 20. Greatly appreciated. Hey, that's going to the next show's fund, man. All this goes right to the next show, right? We're trying to get to the next show. Joel had his arcade game. It unfortunately completely broke within the first like 2 or 3 hours of day one. And that is where I got to work doing what I do best, and that is solving freaking problems. We were hanging out, and I don't have any of this on camera, but we were hanging out in the green room. We were all kind of taking a bit of a break. I had to dump audio off of our auxiliary recorder because it can only handle 8 gigs. And I don't have anything. I have 64 gig and above cards. I only have a couple of 8 gig cards, and it can only handle 32 gigs and below, and all I have are 8 gig cards for that, and I only had the one on me. So I had to dump the audio onto my phone. Yay, Samsung and Samsung Dex allows that really simply. But while we were waiting, Joel came in with his hammer of doom, and yeah, it was cool. Joel had an idea for a new project. He was talking to Mandic about catting up a box. I said, well, why don't we just go to 3D Printy's table and steal one? And he's like, that's a great idea. I said, I'm not going to go steal it. I'm going to go talk to 3D Printy. And so Joel said, take the hammer. You'll get through traffic faster. So I took the hammer. I went to 3D Printy's booth, and I gestured that he better give me a box or I'm going to hurt him. And then I found out that 3D Printy had never met Joel. So I said, I will man your booth. I will be wish.com 3D Printy for a few minutes while you take some boxes over to Joel, and Joel can then do the project. And it totally worked. They ended up using one of 3D Printy's puzzle boxes to do this. Basically, it was a reaction time game. It worked out great. It was super cool. We have some footage of people playing it. That is how makers work together. That is exactly how makers work together. And I really enjoyed seeing that happen. And I got to play wish.com 3D Printy for a little bit, which was also a ton of fun. And I'm very glad that all of that worked out. So good job, everybody associated with that. You all are super freaking awesome. Rocky Mountain Rep Rap says, get you a 500 cubed rat rig. I would love to do something like that. A big printer like that would be a ton of fun. And I will tell you, that machine, it weighs like 50 something kilos. It is insane. Insane for how heavy it is. The damn thing weighs so much. And I'm excited to see what comes out of Rat Rig. They had a lot of room to grow, and I want to see them grow more. But we have an entire interview with them. It will be coming out soon. TM, get subscribed kind of thing. Max H with the $10 says, for Murph, if it helps, it absolutely helps. Thank you, sir. Greatly, greatly appreciated. I don't know. I guess other people can like it, but I can't like it. I can just heart it. That's always weird. T County 3D Print Shop says, Joel coming in with a hammer is better than him coming in with a grinding wheel. I mean, that's fair, but that hammer was legit. That hammer was absolutely legit, and it was awesome. David says, ooh, I've got a stack of small gig cards back in the parking lot. Yeah, I had the 8 gig that was in it, and then I normally have some in here. But unfortunately, I left this bank of SD cards back at the hotel that day because all the cards in here are clean, including an 8 gig card. And I didn't realize that I had forgot to clean out the auxiliary recorder that we use. So we've learned the hard way, and I'm sure other creators have learned the hard way. If you don't have backup recordings, you're going to have a really bad time. So we did some backup. We always have backup recordings. That one was recording the shotgun mic on top of the cameras. What is the footprint of that 300 millimeter rat rig? I think it was like 20 inches square. I'm not 100% certain. They might have said it. I'm not exactly certain. Seabass says, you need a fisheye lens, stream that build. Good thing I have some. In fact, is it in here? I left my 8mm. This is our B-roll camera. The B-roll camera holds a... here, I'll put it up there so you guys can see it. It holds a Sony... Focus, please. Focus. Focus! Focus. Oh my gosh, are you seriously not going to focus on this? You're focusing on my face. It holds a Sony 10-18mm f4 lens. So this is what we run for B-roll for now. Really, after doing the B-roll, I think we can get away with using a phone and a gimbal. So that way I don't have to carry another camera. So these are the two main cameras that we bring with us to events. And it gets very heavy very quickly. And I'm trying not to hurt my back more. Tarzman is asking what my favorite printer was. Ooh. I don't know. Favorite printer. There were so many interesting printers. Zombies Tool Changer had to have been one of the coolest ones there. The Vision Miner booth, they had their high temp printer, but it was doing like a really cool, tri-level bed movement thing. It was just showing off. That G-code was cool to see. Upside down printers hold no value to me, so the Positron was boring and nobody should ever work on it. No, the Positron was cool. The Positron was cool. Probably the Micron Changer. Oh yeah, Zombie. That's real obvious. You built it. The coolest printer at the show was the Flycron flying gantry. The Chameleon running the on the Magneto X was cool. I loved the Baby Belt. We got to film with Rob Mink from Baby Belt. We will be doing a Baby Belt Pro. That's happening. K2 Kevin says Positron at night at the bar glowing with RGB. Yeah, we were the Positron guys were printing at the bar in at Lobby Con, which is the where we all go back to the lobby and hang out for a few hours because that hotel is designed to do that kind of stuff. It was pretty cool. It was a good show. Lucid Fox says, Grant, thanks for the heads about BTT and what they are releasing. We made our way over to their booth just in time to get thrown some free stuff. Free control boards are always nice. Yeah, so Lucid Fox came up to us. And I think you guys actually wanted to get an interview. And timing-wise, it wasn't going to work. We were already on our way to go film with somebody else. I gave you my card, but you talked about your AMS. And they put it in a video so I can freaking talk about it. Big Tree Tech is doing an open source AMS in the next 3 months. So if you have been waiting for an AMS that is open source, Big Tree Tech is doing it within the next few months. Hopefully, Lucid, that you guys were able to talk to Big Tree Tech. If not, I can connect you with Luke. Just email me and I'll make sure Luke is cool with that connection and I'll make that happen. Daniel Deslandis with the $10 Canadian. Thank you. He said, just to thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. You guys are freaking awesome. Got 116 people here hanging out. 47 likes. That should be a little bit higher, don't you think? Positron is just Australia, and that's what I've been saying. I firmly believe, I need my tinfoil hat, but I firmly believe that all that happened was that the Positron team just forgot which side to put things on, and all of the sudden, we now have an upside-down printer. That's my working theory right now. My working theory is they just forgot. And unfortunately, it looks like I'm dropping frames like crazy. So let's start seeing if it's a me thing or if it's a Google thing. Or a Spectrum thing, sorry. Things are upset right now, but oh well. Nothing I can do about it. That is life sometimes. I guess I can check here as well. Do stats. Oh, yeah, it's all due to network, so we're having some network issues. I'm sorry if you guys are having some drop frames. That's my bad. Hopefully it gets there in time so you guys can still see the stuff as it occurs. Brandon says, would that AMS work on a Magneto X? Theoretically, it should. And that's the kind of thing that I'm excited for, right? I really, really want to see like a Magneto X with multicolor support. That would be cool. Big Tree Tech does have an Enrage Rabbit Carrot Feeder V2 kit. We did see that. We did film with it. I got one of their cooling ducts for the bamboo, so I'm going to be checking that out as well to see if you can get better cooling performance for like $30. I love their lights, the lights for the bamboos from Big Tree Tech. Those are super nice. They require no crazy extra wiring. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the future of this industry. We've got some cool stuff coming out soon. Where was it? Lucid Fox says, it's okay, Grant. We got lots of exposure. I'm glad. If for some reason I can get you guys connected with Big Tree Tech, please let me know. And that goes for like anybody, right? If there's a company that you're trying to get in contact with and you're having trouble and you feel like you need a content creator to just, you know, open that door, please reach out to me. I don't care. As long as your project is not something malicious and it looks cool and everything like that, and you're aware of some of the risks that can come into play when you try to work with larger companies, then I am happy to help you make those introductions. TJ says, Diamondback was there too. Yes, we always use Diamondback as our home base, so we always hang out with Diamondback. They are great guys. Love hanging out with them. They were supposed to have some new products, but it didn't happen in time, so we will see some new products from them soon, TM. But they did collaborate with MicroSwiss, who has their own version of the Cool Titan and Cool Untitan nozzle. With integrated heat brakes. So that was cool. They also has a diamond option now. So that was awesome to see. We did get to film with them. I want to go up and see how they make their stuff with all their Swiss machines up at MicroSwiss. And I always laugh because it's MicroSwiss, but none of them are Swiss. It's because the machines are Swiss. But yeah. Micro Swiss guys are always a lot of fun. Zombie says, I need to talk to you about a few things. I assume you're joking because I feel like you have better connections than I do at this point, but yeah, we can certainly chat. Yeah, the Diamondback Flowtech nozzle. Thank you. I forgot the name of it, but yes. The Flowtech nozzles. Have I seen the Ollie 3D fan shrouds for Prusa? No. No, I haven't. Let me look it up real quick. Maybe I have. Let me see. Oh, yes. Yes, I have. They reach out to me. I don't remember why we ended up not working together. Crap. Now I forget why. I totally forget why. I totally forget why, but they did reach out. We were supposed to work together, and it never happened. I don't know if I denied it or they ended up something happened. Something happened. I don't remember what happened, but something happened. But yes. I am aware of it. I know of it. Tina Scholes says Big Tree Tech BQ is one of the better Chinese companies. At least they listen to you if there is a problem. They even looked over my printer.config when I started with Clipper. I will say I like working with Luke. I think he's a great guy. However, I have not done business. Like, I haven't worked with Big Tree Tech to produce something, right? Like, they're nice people, but they're marketing people as well. People that I interact with are marketing people. I do think that they're one of the better ones, right? And of course you have LDO and Big Tree. Those are good companies. And, you know, they're not based in the States. And it's kind of nice to see companies that care a little bit more that aren't based in the States. So I do like that. Geek Toy Box says, I thought I tried to introduce you guys. He's here in SoCal. I feel like maybe you did. I will have to look. I remember back and forth talking with him, and they were gonna send me some parts for the mini. I don't remember. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Tina says it's called age. Yeah, it's definitely called age. Swiss3D had some cool quick change hot end setups for V6, Bamboo, Bontech, and a lot more. I did see that. We got some B-roll of their space. I don't know how effective all of that is going to be because you have to, like, modify your hot end. So unless they're able to work directly with the manufacturers, they're going to have a lot of effort to get this to be to where it's a, like, ready for prime time product. Yeah. Johnster says, yeah, because those European companies don't care at all. Yeah, it is what it is. Justin says, Luke lives in South Africa most of the time when he's not traveling. That's correct. Yeah, Luke is from South Africa. And it's funny because you don't expect it, but he is. He's from South Africa. But, dude, there was just some... There are some cool stuff. I mean, Polymaker had a whole shooting gallery with Nerf blasters that were made of Polymaker filament. We did not film that. I got some B-roll of it, but I didn't film the actual firing and stuff of it because YouTube. And I didn't really want to, you know, get 3D print generaled. So we decided not, or get Nero'd, I guess. So we didn't bother actually doing anything with them, which is a bummer because it was a really cool setup. Let's see, what else? What else did we have? What else did we see? There are some cool maker stuff. The prop makers, those of you that brought out like painted props and that kind of stuff, was super cool. We got B-roll of all of it. I know that we didn't have enough time to like stop and talk with people. God, it was so busy. It was so busy. It was such a cool event. Like, seriously, the event was beautiful. It snowed, which was awesome. I know that I guess that kind of weather is bad for the event because it means less people will be there. But I thought it was awesome to see snow again. So it did snow. Yeah, snow was awesome. I like going to Colorado. I really, really do like going to Colorado. Yeah. I don't know. I still feel bad for those that we missed and for those that wanted people to film with them and never got the ability to. I really hope that you see this and you reach out to me because I'd like to feature whoever you are. If you were at the event and you can prove it and you had a table and you had things to show off and that didn't happen, I'd like to interview you. We have a podcast that we do pretty much every freaking weekend and you should be on it. You should come in and talk about what you do and how you do it. Or we can make an episode where it's just, we're talking with people that we missed from Rocky Mountain. I really do want to hang out and talk to those of you who we missed. So I feel bad because I know that a lot of these people like go there to get that kind of exposure with content creators and it didn't happen. And I feel like I'm partly at fault for this. Yeah. It's a bummer. I leave events and I feel like a failure because I didn't get to film with everybody because I want to. I want to show as many people as possible and it didn't happen. So to those of you that we didn't get to film with, I'm sorry. And if you do want to film with us, you can reach out to us. You know how to reach us. Tears in a row for the snow. At least it wasn't sticking to the roads. Yes, that's true. Brandon says Colorado is definitely better than Ohio last week. It was like Canadian weather. This week it's Florida weather. Yeah, it's hot. It's 82 Fahrenheit or 27 C, I think, outside right now. Tina says Grant, Colorado, isn't that the state where they legalized 420? It is, and the event was on 420. We were so close to hitting 42,069 subscribers on 420, and I tried to get a bunch of people to subscribe to us that Saturday so we could have hit 42069 on 420, but it didn't happen and I'm bummed. That's okay. You win some, you lose some. But yes, that is the state where they legalized the devil's lettuce. There were tons of dispensaries and everywhere we went you could smell the vegetables, if you will. I cannot partake and neither can Amber. Our jobs do not allow us to do that. Our government contracts and that kind of work did not allow me to do that. So, we didn't get to do that. Andrew Rogers, the 999, says, at least I got to say hi at baggage claim. Andrew Rogers was the first person to say hi to us. And he saw us at baggage claim when we were flying in at 7 a.m. Friday morning. He saw us. He saw us there and we got to say hi and all that. We should have had Jim make another announcement for that. I was going to have Jim make another announcement, but honestly, that kind of felt mean because that's like me asking for subscribers and nobody else got to, you know what I mean? So it felt like I would be using my privilege as a content creator to get more subs, and that, you know, it didn't feel right. But yeah, we were very, very close to 42069 on 420. We hit it, I think it was the Sunday or Monday. That's okay. Lucid Fox says, we'll reach out about the automated filament changer. I think you'll find it interesting. So will the community. Totally happy to hang out. The first person I saw was Zombie Hedgehog and a strange man eating a burrito, Pezlis said. Yeah. Yeah, I love the event. If you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, that's true. But I don't want that to start a whole thing of every content creator going to ask Jim to make an announcement for subscribers. So that's okay. I'm okay with not hitting that. That happens. That's life. We are still pushing for 100K by the end of the year. So that is our goal for end of year, 100,000 subscribers. 50K by like summertime would be awesome. So we're working on some cool content coming up for you guys. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I enjoy. I don't know if Murph is happening yet. It might not. But yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I really enjoyed the event and we have a ton of content coming out. How would you guys like this content to come out? Because it can't come out in like two big videos. That's not going to work. The videos would be hours and hours and hours long. But I figure like for maybe 2 weeks, we release videos basically every single day for a couple of weeks. I don't know. You guys have to let me know. Logan Luckless says, Remurf was a ton of fun. I'm thinking about hitting every fest from now on. I think Rocky Mountain has the unique thing of the of that hotel, the convention hotel. It is a really, really good hotel. That convention hotel is very, very good. And it is designed to be a convention hotel. So it's got a bar that's open relatively late. The atrium, they don't really bother you. You can be out there as long as you're not making a bunch of noise. Even the rooms are designed like a conference where there's a front section where you can meet with people and you can close off the bedroom section of the room. These rooms are designed for a conference hotel. And I think that is what makes Rocky Mountain incredibly unique, is that it is a conference style hotel. And no other convention that we've ever been to has that. And it makes it really, really good for talking with people, making deals and business and that kind of thing. So, I think that's one of the big things that makes it unique. And I know that's weird that the unique thing about the event is the hotel, but if you've been to other events, you know what I'm saying. Other events don't exactly have the same amenities that this one does. But yeah. I'm excited. Lucid, we're going to be doing something with you for sure. Big multicolor stuff. Isn't Murph just in a barn? I have no idea. I've actually never been to Murph. So yeah. And you know, as we said, lobby con, right? Where people just go back to the lobby and hang out. Half the hotel is a conference center. I mean, that's fair. It actually is. But the hotel is designed really, really well for the event. So, yeah. And that to me was awesome because of how easy it is to hang out with people. So, yeah. I like the event. I still feel bad. I still feel bad that we didn't get to meet with everybody. I feel like I failed. I feel like I failed. But that's life. My goal is to help anybody who is trying to get out there to do something important, to be able to show it off. So if you're someone that's trying to get your name out there, that you're doing something cool and important and interesting, reach out. I want to show you guys on the channel. I want to start showing off more makers and more community people on the channel. So if you're that type of person and you have something you want to show off, then let's talk. Let's talk. Brennan asked, did I play some Extraction? No, it was not at the event. Zach did not bring it. I saw the Extraction set up, but it wasn't at the event. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Logan Luckless says, hotel sounds awesome. I ended up staying in Airbnb in Greeley. Yeah, that event, that's one of the events where I say, if you can book that hotel, the embassy, It was totally worth it. First off, the breakfast is amazing. Like, they do made-to-order omelets, and there's tons of food. So that would allow us to not be able, like, I said, all right, I'm gonna skip lunch because I can have a really hearty breakfast. I can skip lunch and I can film throughout the entire day and be able to hang out with people and it be an awesome thing. And that made it really worth it to me. Russ is asking, is there a good after show meeting place for Printopia? No, there really isn't. Or if there is, we haven't found one. People will go out to restaurants and stuff like that after Rocky Mountain or after 3D Printopia. They go back to one of the hotels, but that hotel has been kicking people out earlier and earlier and earlier. So a lot of people go to the Green Turtle, which is a bar right by the hotels. Right? It's called the Green Turtle. I think it's called the Green Turtle. Fairly certain it's called the Green Turtle. But yeah, a lot of people go there, and like that's where I would go to meet people afterwards. But we might try to do like a meetup or something like that for 3D Printtopia. If you guys want to see that, just let me know, and we will see about setting something like that up. Nomad says party at his place. I don't think you want that. I don't think you want that. I'm just gonna let you know, I don't think you want that. But the I never said my favorite booth. What was my favorite booth? Oh, there were so many. There were so many good booths. Ah, I don't know. There was so much good stuff for everything that Cookie Cat had a beautiful booth. Sindaver was there, but they were there with their printer. The printer wasn't there, but they brought stuff from the printer. V1 Engineering, I didn't get to film with them, but I will make one of your damn sand tables. Maybe we do that next. I don't know. I want to make one of your sand tables. I don't know. Narrow the booth down for the favorite. Oh, favorite large company booth? Ooh. Polymaker always has a really cool booth of all the colors of their filament. Big Tree Tech had a good looking booth this year. Honestly, it's probably Fabrico or West 3D or Voron, that whole corner. They had really cool booths. Fabrico and West 3D know how to build a booth, and that's nice. That was really, really good. So biased, but the Fabrico plus Rat Rig was awesome. The V-Core 4 looks sick. It does. Yeah, the Rat Rig was probably my favorite, like, not custom printer, right? From the event. I think that was super cool. What gave me the biggest reaction? Ooh, that would be the Deposition Sound booth. I did not expect it to sound as good as it did, and I'm an audio guy. You guys are gonna see this soon. You're gonna see my audio room soon. I'm an audio guy. That was really cool. It was way better than I was expecting. The Deposition Sound guys did an amazing job with their engineering and their design, and the speakers sounded really, really good. Way better than I expected, especially in an acoustically challenging room in a loud environment. They still sounded really freaking good. West 3D had caramel apple pops too. I mean, that's a big deal. LDO always puts out a great booth. The clear stealth burner parts were awesome. That weird upside down printer, I don't know, man. That thing still freaks me out. No, Nomad's Galaxy is in here, so I like making fun of him. I control back too, damn it. Yeah, and as David Connor Shover says, he wants that sand thing for a coffee table. That's exactly what we're going to do. So if you want to see that, get subscribed. Yeah, we are going to do a V1 Engineering sand table, but I want to do a big one, like coffee table size. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. That is going to be a project we do this year. I really, really want to do that. I don't know how big I want to make it, because I would want to put a coffee table like in my audio room, but there's already another plan for this. We're going to be doing a bookshelf that folds down into a table. Like it'll basically, so all the shelves be like this, and then they'll go like that, right? That's the plan for that room. We might end up not doing that, and we use one of the V1 engineering tables instead, but I'm going to turn that room also into my new podcast room, so that I'm not here podcasting with you guys, that we have a direct kind of room where I can do that as well. But yeah, damn Murphy bed, but a bookshelf. Exactly. Yeah, that's the plan. 3D printy is here. I'm so excited for people to see what we did, Joe. I think it's going to be awesome. But yeah, we got to see 3D printing, got to meet him in person, and continued to show that some minds are just, I cannot comprehend the level of thought that goes through 3D printing's mind to come up with the stuff that he can come up with. It is mind blowing to me. It is odd. If you don't know who 3D printy is, go to his channel, go to his freaking printables page, go to his website. He's got a website now. Honestly, dude, it was so cool. I got to be wish.com 3D printy for a bit. And that was awesome, because we realized nobody actually knows what Joe looks like. Like, the bulk of people don't know what he looks like. So when he was hanging out with Joel and, you know, figuring out what box would be best, I was there. They're like, "You're not 3D printy." I said, "I know, but most people don't know that. You know that I'm Grant, but most people don't know that." I was never claiming to be 3D printy. I was wish.com 3D printy. But that was a lot of fun. He had these fidgets that people could build. And really, that was probably one of the cooler things that we saw with the Braille cards, because the Braille cards were really, that is something that's going to change the way that people who are visually impaired will be able to access resources. Those Braille cards are normally so damn expensive. And with 3D Printy working with Filament Stories, they were able to come up with all of this. And yeah, that's a big deal. Like, that to me is what 3D printing is all about. That is a unique challenge that exists for only a small portion of people, but it is an expensive problem to have. And 3D Printy provides a way to solve it, and that is freaking awesome. So, you know what? That was my favorite thing from the show, because it solved a really unique problem. Damn it. And it's awesome. It does not impact my life at all. That device does not impact my life at all, but it will make the lives of those who are visually impaired so much better. And it can be done with a 3D printer. That's what I think is cool. That kind of stuff. That's what's cool. 3D Printy says, "Thank you so much for taking care of the booth. That was the only time I spent away from the table the entire time." That is the bummer of having a table and being popular, is that you never have time to step away from your table. And if you do, you're kind of taking the risk that things are going to walk away. Brennan says, "Considering that P.O. Polly's blog about the Magneto X talks about your gripes with bamboo, I won't be surprised if your stream convinced them to make their table for it." Which one? Is there like a recent blog where they specifically mention my gripes with bamboo? I didn't know that. I didn't read their most recent blogs, so I guess I apparently need to do that. So let me... I guess I need to look, because I don't know. No, I don't. Uh, I know that a lot of it was derived from my specific experience with Bamboo, but I don't think that that's like something that they're actively pointing at. Oh, okay. Brand says, no, I was talking about the older one where they were saying no license agreement or intrusive logs. Yeah. Yeah. That's likely directly from my, my talk with Mark. Yeah. Anyways, catching Lucid says, isn't that the truth? Catching a break is hard, even when you have a small unknown booth. It is. Yeah. Especially when you're bringing expensive stuff, people can swipe it. It's not a very common thing. Like we don't see it very often, but it does happen. And there's, you know, there's very little that people can do about it. And my live stream probably convinced him to make the table for the Magneto. I don't have one of those, so I'll have to bother Mark and see. What I really want is I want the enclosure. I'm supposed to be getting one toward the middle of next month, I'm told. But I really want that enclosure. That enclosure's probably one of the big ones for me. But yeah, unfortunately, P.O. Poly wasn't didn't have a booth, but Mark was there. He was walking the floor. He apparently had a tool head that I didn't get to see. So that's life though. But I think we're going to call this one, hour 15. I think that's fair. We did a solid 60. Lucid said we had a LTT screwdriver sitting out in the open and it never walked away. Great community. Yeah. I don't think that there are many issues with theft. I think it's accidental stuff or like where Hendrix's ring got taken. I don't think whoever was looking at it realized that they took it, right? I doubt that it was intentional. You know, these events are full of people that are just super awesome. The event organizers do everything that they can to make a wonderful event. And the big deal with these events is that they are learning over and over and over. 3D printer said very few items vanished, mostly probably kiddos that didn't know which things were free and which were not. Yep. And the kids don't know any better. You know, that's life. If the nice thing is, as long as it wasn't like a machine that vanished for some reason, it's all 3D printed. You can make it again. You know, like when people pick up parts, when we go to shows and we show off parts, they're like, I don't want to break it. I'm like, it's 3D printed. I'll make another one. Like, I want you to experience that whole thing, right? I want you to experience that event and enjoy the parts for what they are, right? So, yeah. I, however, am going to be getting out of here. So I hope that, hope you all enjoy. We are going to be pushing you all over to go hang out with Mr. Steve Builds. We are looking for guests. So if you want to be a guest on the podcast, you have something cool that you want to show off and talk about, let me know. I think next weekend we have the Positron Project coming on for what is likely to be an entire episode full of degeneracy, but it should be a ton of fun. So I will see you all there next week. Same time, same place. You know how it goes. That's all I have for you all today. On this 184th episode of the Making Awesome podcast. Stay safe out there. Don't forget to call your loved ones. And as always, keep making awesome. Have a good one.